Larry Parr is kindly with us too, and we're talking about a more personalised kaupapa than normal. Larry, you'll be familiar with his mahi. He's been the head of Te Mahangai Paho, the Māori Broadcast Funding Agency, for many a year. But his people gathered on the weekend when Ngāti Hikitanga hosted over 100 members of both Hikitanga, Pare Raukawa and other Ngāti Huia to commemorate the inaugural Paua Te Ahi Memorial in Hīkoi, acknowledging the 150th anniversary of December the 13th in 1873 when the Tupuna were unjustly displaced, their homes destroyed by fire. Larry is with us, proudly from Hikitanga. Tēnā koe, tuakana, ngā mihi. Tēnā koe, I don't know this story, Larry. Maybe you'd be kind enough to share a little about Ngāti Hikitanga and the events of 1873. And I'm pleased that the whānau have met to remind each other of this situation and work away collectively forward. Take us back to 1873 and give us a bit of an overview of what happened, please.
Well, so, you know, Ngāti Hikitanga is a hapū of Ngāti Raukawa Te Auki Tonga, and we were a member of those hapū that made the journey, migration south from Kawhia and from Maunga Tautari with Ngāti Toa when Te Rauparaha went south. And our hapū, along with elements of other three other hapū, were allocated land south of Levin, near Lake Papuaetonga, Waiwiri as we know it. And yeah, so we were there in 1830, and we were there in 1840 when the treaty was signed. And in fact, our Tupuna Te Pai signed the treaty on the highest point at Mahue Nui, is our understanding. And we were still there in 1873 when the Native Land Court, in a decision which is regarded by the evidence to the tribunal as being unfathomable, decided to take that land from us and give it to somebody else. We stayed there until December, as you point out, December the 20, the 13th, 1873, and then neighbouring iwi burnt us out while the Crown stood by. In fact, probably they were, our view is that they were agents of the Crown in burning us out.
Yeah, tēnā koe, it's a sad reality, Larry. Thank you. Well, all these years later, the whānau gathered together. As a proud man or uri of that hapū, how did it feel to see these people around on the weekend just passed? And I see it's going to perhaps become an annual tradition. What feelings did it give to you, Tukana?
It was really quite special. The wairua of the hui was great, particularly when we walked the 7.5 km from the middle of Levin out and up the rise to Mahue Nui. And getting there and looking around, and it was raining all the way, and it was misty when we got up there, and but it was there was no wind, it was mild, it was quite mild, and actually, it was really, really rewarding. And I think the biggest part of it is what we're doing is actually the outlay might not be settled in my lifetime. Who knows? So what we're ensuring is that our mokopuna know the story, and they will carry on, the wait for our claim and restoration to be made.
Tēnā koe, have you somewhat resolved that standoff, I guess, with other neighbouring iwi who might have been part of that 1873 situation?
Well, what you're doing is talking about my left leg there. I mean, I'm also Ruapoko. I won't say that it's resolved, but I think that we expect the tribunal to make a sensible ruling, and we're open to finding new ways of working and living collaboratively.
Tēnā koe, Larry. Can I also thank you for your mahi once again with Te Māo Paho in 23? There's a swirling political climate at the moment, but obviously, you know, the vehicles that the organisation you head funds remain very important in overall Māori development. So hats off once again for another strong year, and looking forward to what 2024 brings. Nice to talk about your proud iwi momentarily there as well, rather than the humdrum of our work lives. All the best to you, Larry.
No, it's not humdrum, bro. I enjoy every day of getting up and going to work at Te Māngai Pāho. And yes, you're right. It's going to be even more interesting in the next 2 or 3 years.
Diplomatically put, too, Larry. Thanks very much. Have a great Christmas, Larry. We'll talk in the new year, mate.
Kia koe hoki e hei kona.
Tēnā koe.